the Weekly Warm Pipe.
Konami games on the NES, Jay.
I love them.
They're good. There's a lot of good ones.
I have a specific favorite that you guys probably know. We'll come across that, I'm sure. I've already been told by one person that they don't really like that game, Retroholic 16. We're going to have a serious talk here.
Calling you out. Jeez.
That's right.
We decided
you on blast.
We're going to rank all the Konami games. I made a nice little spreadsheet type thing here. We're using...
beautiful. Russ showed it to me earlier.
Tier list on Tier Maker. So we have all the games here.
So pretty will make you cry. Might shed a tear.
We're able to and drop wherever you want games here. So we'll use that back and forth. And I did do a spreadsheet with all the games released in their year order. So that's how we'll break it down essentially. And while making the list, it's tough to find just Konami games that were released in the United States, right? Not Famicom games.
Right.
Or a lot of games that did come up were Ultra games, which was Konami's other
subsidiary.
Right. So because you could only release so many games a year on the NES. So that people found ways to get around that. We're like, we'll make another company and we'll release five games on that one as well or whatever. So I had to go through.
That was their way to get around the seal of quality.
Right, right.
Because they only gave you like so many per, like it was 8 per year, I think.
Right. It was a low number. So there were some companies that had crappy games, and Nintendo was trying to prevent what was happening, I think, with maybe Atari.
With Atari. Like,
so many bad
games. They didn't want that crash to come back.
Right. So they're like, all right, we limit. But there are, Konami was a good company that put out solid titles, and they're like, we have so many ideas. We're just cranking this out. Let's just do another company so we can put out more games.
Ultra.
Yeah, because I was going through and I was like, oh, Ninja Turtles. And I was like, nope.
Ultra.
That's Ultra. Metal Gear. Nope. Ultra. It's like I had to find, once I started getting the box art, I'm like, okay, you know, it's got to be that silver box, essentially.
That's right.
90% of them are silver boxes. Some of them have regular box art.
You can see a couple right there.
On your shelf.
Yep.
So I'll do my best to,
in your one, Simon's Quest.
To either maybe bring up gameplay. I don't know how crazy we want to get with this, or just some of these I'm sure we could just chat quickly and be
yeah,
like,
yeah, I don't know if we need gameplay.
This one here, because some of them
keep
maybe
it simple, stupid.
That's true.
Say kiss.
Because there's, I think, 31 games I got on my list
my
here.
My friends were 31. Sorry, I got so much. I don't know what's wrong with me. I got something to say about everything, apparently.
Fair enough, Jay. We will, trying to think if we should complete our list and then we'll dive into our comments. Someone went through and did his full, like, here's all my, he tiered everything.
He went full Konami on us.
Yeah. Yeah, he went, so the way he broke it down, he was just like, here's all the D's, here's the C's, here's the B's, and just quickly did that. So
I like it.
We'll see. We'll get into it. So Konami games on the NES, first released 1985, was Track and Field. You remember this
track
game here?
And Field. I'm looking this for the here. Logo. There it is.
Track and Field.
So Track and Field 2 has a song that I use a lot.
Oh, like in your videos?
Yeah. Maybe it was Track and Field 1. I don't know. All I know was NES Complex had it in his video.
Yeah.
And I finally found what it was. It was like he's talking about Track and Field. It's probably a Track and Field song. And I went through the whole list until I found it. And it's like it's a really good song. It's like, bam, 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 bam. Yeah, it's pretty great.
So you enjoy the soundtrack, gameplay-wise.
I enjoy the soundtrack. Now, was Track and Field what was rebranded for Nintendo that was once Stadium Events? Am I correct to say that?
I'm pretty sure that's... trying to remember now. Or that was... I think so. I think it is.
So it's the poor man's stadiums events. Why am I saying like that? Stadium events.
The poor man's stadium events.
Is that true? Did I make that up?
No, I think that was right. Track and field. So, I mean, obviously this with the power pad made it.
I mean, that was so gimmicky, but like, I knew one kid that had a power pad and like, I just thought it was the coolest thing ever.
Right. It's like, oh, I can actually run and it has my character running on here. For the most part, me playing or renting this game here, I couldn't get anywhere if I didn't have a turbo button, right? You're just...
It's because you got no skills, Russ.
You're just mashing up that controller. And it wasn't working well. For what it was when I rented it, you know, they got a couple of variety of different games. So a bunch of mini games, you know, you kind of go through. And the first time playing it, you're like, you don't even know how to compete in some of these games. But as a game itself, I don't know, where do you say it ranks?
It's like one of those games you can play for like 20-30 minutes,
mm-hmm,
and then you're kind of over it,
right?
You know what I mean? It's like a filler.
Like a C.
I'm kind of thinking C as well.
Somewhere in between.
Like, I thought about a B. I don't think it's so bad that it's a D, because it, like,
right.
Here's the thing. The game works, right? Like, the controls work. It's playable. I'm just like, I'm not a huge mini game person.
Mm-hmm.
Like, give me some kind of an adventure to go on. Don't give me a bunch of mini games to waste my time. I'm thinking C is right where that belongs.
All right. Works for me. What do we got next on the list here? 1986, so that was the only game listed there. Gradius comes up next on the list.
See, classic. I have a different take on Gradius than I think most people do.
Oh, yeah?
I think a lot of people that play Gradius prefer it to Life Force.
Okay.
I think those people are probably just way better at shooters than I am. I think I like the way Gradius looks. He definitely, the ship looks a little different than the Life Force ship. And not that I should base this whole thing off the way the ship looks, but it looks a little, looks a little goofier to me. I would say Gradius is, I would say most people would say it was an A. I'm going to say it's a B.
Yeah, it's tough with shooters. There are a few shooters on here, and I do enjoy them. But it's tough once you get to those later levels and you die and lose your upgrades. I think the fun then stops because it becomes almost impossible to get any further in the game, essentially, if you had lost all your
power-ups. I think it's funny that you mentioned later levels. I don't know if I've ever made it past the first level of Gradius.
well, we're watching that now.
Trash at this game. Right there, that's where I'm done.
I mean, oh, those look like Life Force.
It's like a Life Force throwback.
I'm sure, I guess, some Gradius comparisons.
Those are cool.
Gradius.
I never made it that far. I've never seen those. It's probably like the boss of the first level.
So we'll throw that. You thinking it's probably a B then?
I don't know. Like, what were your thoughts?
Like I said, there's a lot of shooters on here, and I do have fun with them. But when you lose the power-ups, it's like, I can't get it. I mean, it's definitely more fun than track and field. So I feel like putting it at B probably is a good starting point.
I'm sure, like, somebody that was good at games, like Mega Man, would probably put it like an A. But I'm thinking, just for me personally, it's got to be a B, because I have the game. I've had it for a long time, but I don't pick it up very often, if ever.
Yeah. Next on my list here is Castlevania, the first one.
That is an easy rank for me. I'll let you speak about it first.
I was trying to find the box art. Here we go. Put that right there.
I'm not friends with you anymore, Russ.
Castlevania, I mean, it's probably most classic game for sure. Great soundtrack, easy to understand gameplay, and I don't know, it's easy to get into.
It's very straightforward.
Right. It has that arcade feel. You're just going left to right, right to left, beat the boss at the end, and it has all the classic monsters. You got Medusa, Grim Reaper, the mummies, and all that. So you're thinking Universal Monsters. S ranking, right?
It's gotta be at the top, doesn't it? Like, the box art's incredible. Mm-hmm. The controls, after you get used to them, are really good. I know it has the knockback, which is a big, you know, kind of knock against it sometimes, but I think
definitely doable. Like, to be,
I'm also way better at this game than Gradius, which we just spoke of. So, like, right. I think that sometimes when you're good at a game, it's because you understand it and you get it, and so you tend to probably think higher of it than maybe others. But I would think most people would put it as an S, if not an S, definitely an A. But for me, it's an S.
Right, right. And I feel like most people spent the most time with that one, so they're better at it because you put the most practice into it. So I think it'd be good. Moving on to another shooter from 1986. I don't know if you ever played this one, but it is called Stinger.
Yep, I played Stinger.
Okay. Distinct, I like box Stinger art for sure.
It's like a cute 'em up.
Right. Let me see. I'll switch over to Stinger here. Yeah, seeing the cover, I was like, oh, okay. And this is Twin B on the Famicom, yeah, essentially, which I had later found out. And you're shooting, like,
there, you have to catch that bell.
Right. So, well, you're shooting weird objects, but the way the power up is, you get this bell, and you shoot the bell, and it will turn colors. And so each color will give you a different power up. But if you get too greedy and keep shooting it, it then disappears. So you have to kind of level it out. Like, one of them, you know, it turns blue, maybe you get more speed. Turns white, you get a different gun. But yeah, like Jay said, it's a cute 'em up. Everything's like super cartoony and fun and bright. And the bosses in the game are like food related items. I want to say all of them are.
That's funny, like Monsters and Monster Party, where you have to fight the sushi.
Right. Yeah, I'm trying to see if I can just get to one of the bosses here, so you guys could see some. I think it was like,
oh, that's weird. It's like a jellyfish.
Looks like a potato or something like that. But it does switch from left to right, shoot them, and then a top down, like when you're going straight up. So I thought that was cool that it switched up the gameplay, where it wasn't always like Gradius. It's just left to right, like you're shooting. Yeah, the bosses are certainly interesting. That's weird. I thought they were all food items. I guess they weren't.
That thing is wild looking. It's like a box with a propeller. Oh, it's a sunshine with three eyes and lips.
And then you get a little bit of space stuff here. Yeah, I've never beat the game before, so is this the last boss? He's a snake.
Sneaky snake. Sneaky snake. So what are you giving it, Russ?
I feel like I had more fun with this one than Gradius.
Right.
I'd probably lean it towards a B, I think.
I'm thinking a B is right where I'm at too. So not quite an A, but definitely a B.
Perfect.
Let it be.
Let it be.
And you said it was called Twin B.
Twin B. Got
there
a B.
You go.
Perfect. I dig it. Moving on to 1987. Got a couple games that came out. They were busy that year. We got Goonies 2. The
Goonies
sequel.
Goonies 2.
Not the first one. We got the sequel. The first one. I did just watch Angry Video Game Nerd did put out a video on this game. And he talked about
Me
Goonies.
Too.
And like I had never played Goonies 1, and I feel like I would have a better time with Goonies 1 because it was more simple.
Yeah.
They added a lot in Goonies 2 with the extra first-person rooms that you had to go in and more exploration and trying to find
stuff. Not a fan
of
that.
So the music was good. I like the rendition that they did of Cyndi Lauper.
Yep.
and it looked okay. It looked like an early NES game, like with graphics.
Kind of. Goonies looks a lot like Tom Sawyer.
Okay.
On the NES, which is actually a really great game.
Okay, I haven't played that one. No,
it's a good one.
So I'll have to check that one out. But yeah, I didn't put too much time into this, but.
Yeah,
you're kind of running around killing bats and snakes and weird enemies, but you're also trying to rescue your friends. I think without a strategy guide, it can get very confusing. And then again, you've got these weird rooms here and you have to do like go, hit, take. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of those rooms. Every time I've ever played this game, I don't think I've made it past the first level because I just kind of get bored with it.
Right. I feel like
It's not that I get bored with it, but I'm like, this is too obtuse for me to put in the work. You know what I mean?
Right, right. I mean, it's obviously...
Like I don't mind putting in work if I know what to do, but I don't want to have to guess.
It's sold games or rentals based on the name, right? The kids enjoyed movie, and they said, Goonies, yeah, let me check that out. They rented it, and perhaps they were fairly disappointed.
I don't know if it's bad enough for a D.
Right. It's certainly playable.
Yes.
It just depends how much time you want to put and effort into it to get that enjoyment out. So I do feel like C is probably where
I'd put it as well.
It's definitely not a B.
No.
It's good to try it once and then you're like, I had my fill.
I feel like if they just had done those rooms slightly different.
Right.
It may be a B.
Sweet. B it is. We got Rush and Attack next on our list.
B it is. Actually, it's a C. Liar.
Rush and Attack. You play this one much? I played it a few times.
Yeah, I can get to like level 3.
Okay. It is one hit deaths, right, on this one?
Yeah, and jump is up, which is weird.
Ah, yes.
And some of the hitboxes, like, I don't know, some of the enemies, maybe it's not the hitbox that I'm trying to describe, but it's more like some of the enemies have weird attack patterns, and you have to hit them just right with your knife, because you get a gun, but it's temporary. Most of the time, you just have this knife. Mm-hmm. When you have that bazooka that you're seeing there on the screen, you know, you're pretty golden, then you can blow some people up for about 4 or 5 shots. But then once your shots are done, you're back to stabbing people.
Right. So you have to get really challenging. Close. It's not much long range.
And the red dudes that jump, those are the real punks that are really hard to get. Because you almost have to like jump with them.
You get into a flow and then you're like, oh, what's happening?
Yeah.
We're obviously watching a playthrough of a pro playing this one.
Yeah,
here,
this dude's played this game so many times he could do it in his sleep.
16 minutes he could beat it.
I like Russian Attack. I think if I was better at it, you know, obviously that would be awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I would say Russian Attack's probably a B tier game for me.
I feel like it's got some good things going for it. It's not necessarily bad that it's, you know, you got one hit deaths and maybe a little bit wonky hit detection or whatever. But like you said, I feel like if you put the time into that one, you could get a little bit further into it.
Mega Dan's really good at it, but so is the case with everything he does.
But I feel like a B is good for that kind of straight, like, yeah.
Because I don't want to. I
thankfully not as bad as Goonies. I feel like I could play Russian Attack for an hour or so and still have fun.
Same. Yeah. Like Russian Attack, I think where the problem lies is with me, not the game. I'm just not that good at it.
It's me. I'm the problem. It's me.
That's right.
Excellent.
Everybody agrees.
All right. We got some voice sampling on this next one. Ooh. Double Dribble.
Double Dribble.
Little basketball action here. These early sports games. I mean, I tried them all because maybe it was just at the rental store. I was like, you know what? I'll give it a shot, see how it is. I certainly played it a good few times.
I've only played it really for TikTok videos.
Oh, okay. To do your little like, hey, do you remember Double Dribble?
Yeah, who remembers Double Dribble?
And they had those little like fun like almost cut animations. Scenes. Yeah, like animations.
The intro to this game is ungodly and unnecessarily long.
That is true. Yeah,
you have to watch all these people walk from 1,000 miles away to make it into the arena.
With the Konami blimp.
Like, what is the purpose of this?
Right.
Double Dribble gives me early NBA Jam vibes.
Yeah. It's fast paced there. It's like a, you know, arcade-y.
I think it's probably a really good early basketball game. And that part was really cool. I'm going to say Double Dribble for me, probably, for a sports game, it's a B that might deserve an A.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think it's pretty good. It's a very playable NBA or basketball game.
Right, right. I mean, going from if you're at like Atari and you're playing basketball on Atari, and then you go to this and you're like, wow, okay.
Yeah. I think if I was more of a basketball fan, probably an A, but because I'm just mildly interested, I feel like some of these games are getting my own, you know, I mean, I guess the only way I can rate them is how I feel about them, but I don't know. Do you kind of agree with B, or would you rate it lower or higher?
Yeah, I mean, using the list as reference, like I feel like I have more fun with Double Dribble than Track and Field and Goonies. So
yeah,
I feel like it's good at a B.
Got a lot of B's going on.
A lot of B's. Well, this next one will be controversial, and we'll see where everyone stands.
Controversial. Did you mean to say that? Was that a Freudian slip?
I don't know.
Instead of controversial?
Controversial. It's not Contra, though.
I thought it was Contra.
That comes out the following year.
Oh, I bet I know what this is.
We got Castlevania II, Simon's Quest.
Yes. Sequel.
Good game, not good game. Why is it different from the first game?
I think that Nintendo and some of the other companies making games for Nintendo really took a lot of risk on the second game of the series.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like Simon's Quest is very akin to like Mario 2, or maybe a better example would be the Adventure of Link,
right?
Or Zelda 2, where it's like, okay, we've done this, let's try something a little bit different. And I think without Castlevania 2, you might not have had a game like Symphony of the Night eventually.
Absolutely, yeah. With that exploration and soundtrack and leveling up system to make it more that RPG style from the first one being an arcade, it certainly paved the way for future Castlevania games.
One of my complaints about this game was originally that I hated the clues that the NPC characters gave you. But what I later come to learn is they don't want you to revive Dracula. So they are lying to you on purpose.
I thought it was like they were cursed or something. So they were supposed to lie to you on purpose to not.
Well, I think they just don't want you to revive Dracula, because the whole thing is you're going around to collect all his body parts to revive him.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, only to subsequently kill him again.
Right.
So I think they're like, oh, dude, I don't want this guy finding Dracula's body parts and then bringing him back, so let's just lie to him. But the question I always have is, how are you supposed to know certain things? How are you supposed to know to squat at the end of that one thing with a specific crystal and a tornado would bring you? Like, I think if they would have just done a little bit better job, like, helping you know what to do. I mean, like, I just, without calling Nintendo Power or just getting ungodly lucky, like, how are you supposed to know to do that?
Right.
So, or how are you supposed to know? Well, I guess that might have been a clue they actually gave you. Drop a piece of garlic in the graveyard,
right? With that,
get that sword or whatever it was, the dagger. I don't know. I think for me, I love the atmosphere. I love the music. It's still a Castlevania game. I'm going to say it's an A.
I feel like
your thoughts?
I feel like for me, it probably would be close to an S ranking. But like you said, with some of those stipulations and stuff making it a little bit harder, it probably falls more closer to the A ranking for me. There have been ROM hacks that have come out and improved on the style of the game,
right,
which are fun. Yeah, if you don't have a Nintendo Power in hand or maybe using a full walkthrough, because even now, you know, I played it recently. I definitely had to use a walkthrough and know to where to go because I didn't remember any of that stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, I think if they had made a few things a little more obvious on how to get through it, I think maybe an S, but I think those keep it from the S.
Yeah.
Hey, at least we didn't give it a D.
A ranking from us. Sorry if you guys hate the game.
I like the game.
All right, we're moving on to another shooter. We got Life Force.
All right. This is my favorite of the three shooters. And I think it's because I'm the most nostalgic. My buddy Chris Sullivan had this game as a kid, and I remember playing at his house.
Mm-hmm.
And I always remember calling the first boss, "That's Mother Brain," because I'd never played Metroid. I suck at Life Force, just like every other shooter. I can beat it with the Konami code only.
Mm-hmm.
But I love this first level, how it's like organic and growing. I always thought that was so rad. I love the teeth in it, and
right, Life Force for me, for sure. All stuff going
Life Force for me is definitely S tier.
Oh yeah, that much.
Yeah, I love this game. It was one of the first games I couldn't wait to get when I got back into NES. Once I remembered it, I was like, "Oh, Life Force!" Like it was like, "Oh my god, how did I forget that game?" Because like I used to play it at Chris's all the time.
Yeah.
What about you, Russ?
I've definitely played it a bunch back in the day. I haven't played it much recently. I remember renting this and getting definitely further than Gradius, especially like these parts here with like the fire that comes out on this level.
Yeah, you have to kind of like be in that perfect spot so you don't get torched.
Right. You're like, oh, I gotta move up.
Almost quickly. Like under it and in the little hole, right? Like right.
Right. You gotta go way low or
right be like within there. Area like that. Like you was inside of it just then.
But I certainly had a great time with it. I don't know if I would rank it. Would you say? You said S?
I said S for me. I'm not gonna give the game an A just because I suck at it.
I feel like that's not its fault. I almost probably put it closer to a B for me just because I didn't play it a whole bunch.
Gotcha. I mean, we can split the difference and put it in A if you think.
We'll have to split the difference here. But S tier for Jay.
Yeah.
Check it out. See if you guys enjoy it. Let's see. Where's our cover?
Right there with the big lizard on the front.
That's
or
right.
The reptile, snake, whatever it is.
So go.
Yeah, right Life there. Force. It's one of the boxes I have up there, actually.
Nice.
Along with Contra, Castlevania 1 and 2.
The last game that came out in 1987, we got Top Gun.
Top Gun.
Not much.
I played a lot of Top Gun because it's like the only game I've technically reviewed.
Well, you did it when the new movie came out, right? You reviewed that.
That's right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because I wanted to land that plane.
You're basically flying the plane and shooting some enemies. But like you summed it up good in your video. I wish they had some like music while you were cruising around. They just kind of kept it.
It was very quiet. Was,
you had the sound of the engine of the jet, and you're just cruising around, shooting it.
Oh, I think in my video, didn't I find like an 8-bit rendition of like...
Yes, yeah, Danger Zone.
Danger Zone, like... Like, that would have been sick. I think this game is fun for about 15, 20 minutes. And I think landing the plane is really fun. like to try to do.
Okay.
Because when you pull it off, you feel like a total bad A. It just, but for as far as that goes, like, I don't know. I'm probably over it after that. I'd probably give this, this is probably a C tier game for me.
Let's see what else we got in the Goonies 2. And then it, yeah, I think it's probably there for me as well. Because like you said, you could probably pop it in, have fun with it for like 15, 20 minutes. And you're like,
yeah,
I don't really feel like continuing on.
Like after either I land or crash after that, I'm kind of done.
Right.
Because if I, even if I land it, get to the second part, I'm like, I think the second part, the difficulty ramps up and me and Juice both get smashed.
All right. Moving on to 1988. We got four games that were released. Contra.
I'm going to let you rank it.
It's the first one in the series. Certainly a fun one for sure. And I'm sure plenty of people rented that one back in the day. And it made, I feel like more people know the Konami code because of Contra.
That's it.
Right.
So, I didn't know the Konami code worked on any other game. Except Contra when I was a kid.
Contra. Right. Yeah, I think it took a while before someone was like, oh, yeah, it works on Gradius, too.
See, I think we called it the Contra code. I didn't know it was called the Konami code.
Konami code, yeah. Certainly fun for two-player, single-player, just to go through it. Fantastic for a weekend rental. I mean, there's not much more you can say about this one here.
Excellent graphics, excellent music. I think the other thing that really makes this game amazing is the control. Like, if you screw up on Contra, it's your fault.
Yeah, I mean, the jumping and everything there is pretty spot on and responsive and where you can shoot and aim.
Yeah, it's, you can't really blame this game for your downfalls.
Also, the new, I don't know if it's new, I guess, or like remake or whatever, Contra came out on Switch.
Mm-hmm.
So if you guys want to pick that up, I haven't picked it up yet. It looked pretty sweet, though. All right, Contra. Where are we going? S ranking?
Absolutely. A? That's why I didn't even bother to fight you on it, because it's got to be an S.
Our two S rankings. We got Castlevania and Contra right now. A ranking, Simon's Quest and Life Force. In the B category, we got Gradius, Stinger, Russian Attack, Double Dribble. And C, Track and Field, Goonies, and Top Gun. Nothing?
Nope. D's yet.
The D. No D's yet. So we shall see if we get there. Next on the list, I think this will rank high as well. Me and Jay both enjoy this game. That is Jackal. Another fun two-player game.
Jackal's incredible. Jackal was a game I didn't know about as a kid. And my buddy Philip was like, dude, he might have even bought me that game. Because he's like, you got to play this game. And I remember one day I finally set it down.
Mm-hmm.
And after it got to like level two, I was like, I did not know I was going to have this much fun driving around as a Jeep.
Right. Yeah, the music just gets to you.
Yeah, the music gets to you. And like, it's got good upgrades. It's fun to save the little guys. The boss fights are really interesting. And it doesn't really require a whole lot of practice to get fairly decent at it.
Right. And again, it's two player too, so it could make it easier if you're doing a playthrough, playing together. That's where you got the extra guns on the field there.
Yeah.
And pretty what unique think, levels, Russ? Too.
Yeah, the levels, there's a lot of variety in them.
I feel like it doesn't get stale.
They do a good job of slowly kind of increasing the difficulty on this game by putting enemies that have like different attacks and then different barriers.
Right.
I'd probably have to put it at S tier for me. I think it's that good.
Yeah, I think so. And we always talked about, we wish they came out with like a proper sequel. They do have something on Super Nintendo, which I live streamed. I forgot what it was called. You play as a tank or a helicopter, I think, and it just didn't have a same vibe. was like,
I remember as a kid, I had this game called, I played this game called Iron Tank, and it was not as good as Jackal.
Yep, I remember that one. All right, we're back to sports, Jay. With a good voice drop in there. Blades of Steel.
Yeah. So you would think that I would like this game a little more than I do.
Mm-hmm.
I think I prefer ice hockey. Over Blades of Steel. One of the things that drives me bonkers about Blades of Steel is there's never really a chance to play as the defenseman. You're either all offense or you're the goalie.
Right.
Because if you try to play defense, you're going to get scored on every single time. I mean, I don't even know if it's possible. Like, I don't know how to articulate what I'm trying to say, but I feel like I'll try to pick a defenseman and I'll try to go up to get the guy. And instead, mm-hmm. I just ended up moving the goalie out of place and then he shoots it in the wide open net.
Right. Yeah, it certainly could be tough to try to manage both players back and forth where you're constantly, I'm this person. No, and I got to get the goal because the puck's too close to there and I'm controlling the goalie.
The other thing I don't love about Blades of Steel is there are just too many fights. The action is brought down. Like, sometimes you can fight like three times in like a minute and a half. It's like, oh, fight. And I'm like, no, I'm trying to score a goal. Leave me alone. Like,
right.
You know what I mean? It like kind of breaks up the action.
I thought I had the gameplay screen up. I'm showing the tier thing.
Oh.
There we go. There's some gameplay of, in case you're watching.
I mean, I like the game. I'm torn. It's definitely not an S for me. I'm going to have to say it's probably a B.
Let me take a look at what we got with the other ones in here. You said B?
Yeah.
I feel like it sits well in the B's with Double Dribble there. Like, you could throw it in for a little bit and it's not bad. But I do like the aspect, like you brought up with ice hockey, you kind of customize your players a little bit more.
That's cool.
And I feel like I can play that one longer. So B. B for Blades of Steel.
B, that's right.
We got the last one for 1988 is The Adventures of Bayou Billy.
Rather. Russ, rather? I think we're finally going to get down to the D's.
Now,
I hate this game.
It does have some ambitions, I will say, because... Can you use the light gun in this as well? There's light gun parts.
Yes.
If I remember correctly.
I don't think
I've
ever made it that far because the first level is so goddamn hard.
That's what I was going to say. Like, I never made it too far into this game because of how hard it was.
It is just clunky. I think the hit detection is terrible. I don't know, dude. I tried to like this game.
And I think I feel like it. The guys take so many hits to take down.
It should be like
Double
three
Dragon.
Or four hits.
Right. It should be three hits tops, I'd say. Two to three.
I'd say it's, 3 to 4.
And it's like 10 hits here. And you're just fighting two guys. So then that kills the pace of the game.
Yeah.
You're just trying to manage the two guys on screen, move to the next screen. Okay. And then two more guys. Now I got to fight them or three guys for 5 minutes and then finally get to some alligators and maybe get to the end and switch to the light gun game part.
I'm just not. I like the graphics.
Right. The graphics look good. This part is cool. This is the light gun part. Kind of reminds me of Punisher.
I even think the music's decent.
What we got for music in this part? Well, it's hard to hear over the shooting, but. Right. Sounds decent. It's decent enough.
Yeah.
Had high ambitions.
Yeah. I just think the actual gameplay is just kills it for me.
And that's what we're essentially ranking it on, right? Gameplay.
Yeah. The presentation's not bad. The gameplay is whack.
looking at
I never think to myself, oh, I want to play Bayou Billy.
Right. I say, looking at the list of what we have currently right here in the C tier, I would play these games.
Right.
I feel like with Bayou Billy, like you said, I wouldn't put it in to be like, yeah, I got 20 minutes to kill. You're going to be stuck at level one halfway through for 20 minutes.
Like, the only thing I would use it for is a coaster. Yeah, what's something to put my drink on?
Fair enough. So that completes the 1988 section. We got three games that came out in 1989. We could kind of go through these quickly, I say. Probably no need to show some gameplay, but we got Track and Field 2.
Okay.
I imagine it didn't change too much from Track and Field 1, except
yeah, I'd say probably just
games.
Probably just put that in C by default.
So we'll put that guy there. And also came out Top Gun, the second mission. Is it worse than the first one?
I can't remember. I feel like the controls were inverted for the second one.
I feel like was there a second one? There wasn't a second movie until
they sold it to the future us.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't I feel like I have a hard time saying it's a D because I don't remember, but I also have a hard time saying it's a C.
It's somewhere
it's probably like a C minus.
A C minus
or a D plus.
it's a passing grade. All right, we'll keep you in the C tier then.
All right.
And then last game that came out in 1989 was Castlevania 3 Dracula's Curse.
That's an easy A. I mean, not A, S. That's an easy S. That game is fantastic. That's a fantastic game.
So again, this plays off of the arcade feel that the first one had. So that's already in the S ranking there. But this one opens up alternate paths and extra characters to play as, which was awesome. Very cool. Yep. So it gives it so much replayability to go through and do different characters, to do different paths. You can just play this game over and over again for sure.
A lot of people complain about the difficulty, which it is definitely harder than the first two for certain. But it's so good, I just kept coming back. I've beat this game probably four or five times. It's beatable. I mean, the password system makes it so.
Oh, yeah. I forgot it had a password. Yeah, you could get
Grant. I love this game.
You can get Sypha.
Sypha. Alucard.
Yep.
And then, obviously, Trevor.
And look at the bosses. They're just, like, awesome.
Oh, dude, this game is... It's great. It's a great game.
Definitely worth the S tier. The whole family, unfortunately, couldn't make the S tier. But
yeah,
it's all right.
Yeah. A's pretty dang good, though.
Moving on, we have 1990. Super C came out, the sequel to Contra.
What are your quick thoughts on Super C, Russ?
So I haven't played it as much as Contra. I played it a few times. I know you, I believe, like it better than Contra.
So for the longest time, I thought that I liked Contra better. And Captain Algebra was like, dude, I'm telling you, Super C is better. So I played it. I finally got good enough to where I can beat it like every time I play it now. And I do agree that Super C is a bit more, it's just a little bit better.
Well, with the sequel, you know, they're adding stuff to it. You got all the
it's definitely harder than Contra.
Right. And the Konami code doesn't give you 30 lives. It gives you what?
Gives you like 10. But I don't even need the Konami code for either of these games.
I mean, it's memorization, repetitiveness, just playing, and you get good.
Shout out to Riff, who was going on an incredible run at my house, no death run, And I opened my big fat mouth and told him the wrong direction and killed him. And he actually mentioned this on the podcast a couple weeks ago. And I was like, oh my God, I scarred him for life. He's still talking about it.
And I do like they have this cool, like, this reminds me of Contra on Super Nintendo when this is top down view.
Yeah.
Where I know they had a top down view in the first Contra, but it was. You're just in
the hallways.
Hallway. This you can. You're more like a Akira Warriors kind of.
Akari,
going
yeah.
Akari Warriors. But yeah, pretty awesome game. What do you think? Where is it ranked?
I think it's definitely an S tier. It's so good.
It's a top
S
one
for
there.
So good.
S for so good. I dig it.
It's great, dude. Konami just. Oh, they just are the best. It belongs right with Side Contra. Yeah.
2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 13 titles.
I'll try to keep my thoughts brief on the rest of them, because I know we've been going a while here.
Well, this one, we won't have much to say, and that's Jack Nicklaus's greatest 18 holes of major championship golf. Have you played this one here?
I feel like it's probably playable. I don't mind golf games.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's probably better than a D. I'd probably put it at a C. I mean, it's a golf game, but I think it's playable.
Right, right. I haven't put much time into it. It may be a B tier if it's good as like Blades of Steel and Double Dribble.
Yeah.
But again, I never really played golf, actual golf.
I mean, it's a bit of a snoozer because it's golf.
Right.
It's a video game version, you know.
So I feel
but
like
I think it. I think it works. Like Wii Golf is amazing.
True.
I could play that all day.
All right, we got 1991, Laser Invasion.
I don't even know this game. What does it look like?
It looks like
Laser Invasion.
This one here.
Dude, I have no clue.
Got some helicopters on it. Might be pretty dope. I'll bring up some gameplay footage.
I've never played it. I honestly think this is the first time in all of my NES addictness that I've ever heard of this game.
Yeah, we didn't get a chance to play all the games before the tier list here, but again, with a lot of the war type games coming out in the 90s or so, this looks very similar to a Top Gun style game. At this point here, but then it also has these side scrolling sections that are a little bit mixes it up and makes it a little bit better than Top
Gun.
So
it's kind of like they stole one from Bionic Commando by Billy,
right? Even some sections like this, you're in like a hallway shooting some people, and then you get your breakdown, your cutscene, and then you jump back into to helicopter mode, shooting some tanks.
It looks kind of bad. It looks kind of rad.
I feel like it's a lot better than Top Gun.
Okay.
Just looking at gameplay of how they switched it up so it's not as boring. Whereas Top Gun, it's like, I'm just flying the ship, I'm landing the ship. Flying the ship, this is like, hey,
you're
get
flying the ship
scrolling.
And getting gas.
Right, right.
Gassing up your plane from 1,000 million feet up.
So where did we put Top Gun? Top Gun was a C tier. I feel like Laser could almost be a B tier if it sits with like Russian Attack. Even though never playing it though. Jay's more what C?
Yeah, I'm thinking C.
I feel like it's better.
You can put it at a B if you wish, but I'm thinking
it's between these two. We'll go lower because neither of us played
it's hard
it
to
recently.
Say because I literally never played it. I'll have to pop out my NES. Modded NES Classic and C.
Well, perhaps I can do a live stream of that one. Make a note. Another one I have not played is The Lone Ranger. That's on the list.
Yeah, I don't know.
You played that one?
I don't think so.
No. Where's the cover here? The cover is it doesn't have any of this. Classic silver. A lot of these other ones don't have the classic silvers here.
Yeah, Lone Ranger. I don't know. I don't have much to say on it because I never played it. What's it look like?
Let's see.
Does it look lame?
Looks like it takes 2 hours, 15 minutes to beat it. That's a full playthrough.
That's if you're friggin' awesome.
Right, so I imagine you can probably spend a week or two on this game. All right, let's see. Didn't Mega Dan play this one? I want to say I'm sure this.
He plays a lot of stuff.
Dan's so almost all over like, the place. Almost like a RPG style where you're in a town walking around.
This looks like Daydream and Davy, where they're in the Old West.
Oh, okay. And you get
it's like Zelda 2.
Yeah, you get a little map like Zelda 2. Jay's rendition.
Why is that guy green? That dude's green and has no nose.
No nose. Like a
zombie. Now you're in Castlevania 2.
Oh, look at this. You get a horse.
Sorry, all I can think of is Zelda 2.
I feel like it's got a lot going for it.
Yeah.
With either of us never playing it, we'll have to give it some benefits of the doubt.
What you thinking, Russ? B?
Yeah, I'd probably put it at a B. I bet if people played it, I'm sure it's probably an A game. But we never put any time into it, so. And just by looking, I mean, it's got a variety of gameplay.
Yeah, we'll give it a B, why not?
I feel like it sits well at a B. Moving on from that, where in time is Carmen Sandiego?
Don't know, and I don't care. I don't care where you are, Carmen. You can stay there.
He's like, just throw it up on anywhere there. I feel like it's almost C to D.
Yeah. Like,
this is the NES game that comes with the giant encyclopedia book, right?
Whoa.
Yeah, have you ever seen the box for this? Yeah.
I don't learn things, Russ. Learning sucks.
Let me look up. It comes with a giant encyclopedia book. So, like,
you would think I would know that as the NES addict.
Where in time is Carmen Sandiego NES?
Where in the world is Carmen Sandiego?
Right?
What a stupid name.
Does this not show the. I got to find a list.
Classy Carmen Sandiego.
Here it is. All right. $50. Someone's asking. I'll show you this here. Share screen. We're jumping on eBay. It comes with a desk encyclopedia.
Yeah. Any game that comes with an encyclopedia probably isn't that fun. I think we can just put this at a D and call it a night.
Fair enough to me. Sorry, Carmen fans.
I mean, I'm sorry, but if you buy me a freaking Nintendo game for Christmas and it comes with an encyclopedia, I'm going to be questioning the legitimacy of this game.
D it is.
D. And
right after that was...
D for don't care about you, Carmen Sandiego.
Bill Elliott's NASCAR Challenge.
Bill Elliott can suck it right down there on a D too because NASCAR is garbage.
Jeez, Jay, we're getting vulgar.
I'll tell you how I really feel.
All right, we got some solid titles, I feel like, left here.
I like how you just didn't even question it, just put it in a D. Like,
you know, whatever. What?
Jay clearly hates this game.
The last one for 1991 was Tiny Toon Adventure.
We're tiny, we're toony, we're all the little. So that's like a Mario 3 kind of esque game.
Yeah.
Yep. I'd say Tiny Toon Adventures is an A.
I think so.
It's pretty dang good.
It's got fun elements to it for sure. It'd sit up there.
I find the ghost house hard, or the haunted house.
All right,
I never beat this game.
Two more years. Oh, Tiny Toon Adventures.
Yeah, never beat it.
Could be added to your list.
Maybe it should be.
1992. We got Bucky O'Hare.
It's Captain Bucky. It's Captain Bucky O'Hare. Mutants and aliens and frogs beware. Bucky O'Hare is an S tier. That game is sweet. It's a lot of trial and error.
You got different planets you can go to. You have to rescue your friends, and then you're You can play as four different characters swapping in and out. Great graphics, good music. Sprites look great. Yeah.
This hard is all get out, but it's beatable. I beat it two or three times.
Definitely a good one. Monster in My Pocket.
That is another good game.
Is it S good or A good?
I think it's A good. My only complaint about Monster in My Pocket is it has a lot of slowdown.
Okay, yeah, when there's
and
a lot of
like flashing. You zoomed in right as I was picking my nose, Russ. Thanks.
Can we get that instant replay?
Whoa. I'm gonna flick it on you guys.
Yeah, I feel like I wish they would have had more monsters for you to choose from too. Like you could only be Frankenstein's monster or Dracula.
I always seem to pick Dracula too.
So
I don't like how Frankenstein's monster looks like he's like cool. Like he has like a Letterman jacket and like Converse All-Stars. Something about that turns me off.
All right. Contra Force is next on the list. Have you played this one much?
What's the name? Arkhound is the actual real name of that game, I think.
Oh, I forgot. Yeah, what it actually was.
I think it's like something like Arkhound or something. This game suffers from the fact that they called it Contra. They should have just called it whatever it was. It's not terrible. It's just really slow. I've never gotten super far in it, but I have played it a good bit. I want to say I gave Mega Dan my original copy, and then I bought another one.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I think this game is probably really a B-tier game. It's probably not as bad as we make it. It's probably not as bad as we make it out to be. They just shouldn't have called it Contra because then you have those expectations.
Right. I mean, they were obviously looking to sell some units and they knew we did good with Contra. We did good with Super C. How are we going to sell this game? Maybe they didn't have time to make a flushed out Contra 3 for the NES. Right. So they said, let's kind of reuse the name and put this on there. You said,
I think it's a B. Yeah.
Yeah. Looking at the other lineup. Contra, Russian Attack. Yeah.
Probably yeah, put I think it in,
play for 20 minutes, enjoy it. Moving on, we have Tiny Toon Adventures 2, Trouble in Wacky Land.
Also a good game. I don't know if it's as good as the first one.
Right.
I feel like you're riding like... I remember there's one part where you're like on a roller coaster, maybe?
Maybe.
I think B is right where it belongs.
Yeah. I think they missed the mark a little bit on the sequel on that one.
Yeah, not quite as good. I think and I have the game.
I have the next one here, complete in box, and I don't think I ever played it. The Tiny Toon Adventures Cartoon Workshop. Oh, Jay has this.
This bad boy right here.
Oh, yeah. See, there you go.
Yep. I remember buying this game. I think this game's garbage.
I don't even know what it looks like here. We'll bring up some quick gameplay footage if you guys want to see it.
It's like Mario Paint meets Tiny Toon Adventures, where you're doing the animation. You know what I mean?
Kinda. Are you like, let's see, placing?
It's just like animating. It's not really a game. It's like you just can animate stuff.
So you make the scene or whatever.
Right.
I guess you could have some fun with it. Possibly. I mean, not A tier or B tier fun, but are you thinking D?
It's like a C minus. If it's not a D, it's a C minus. It's pretty rough. Russ, this game's fun for about 7 minutes.
Well, looking at our lineup of the other games in C tier, could probably have more fun with Laser Invasion and Golf than this game.
Oh, absolutely.
You would say. All right, it's got to go down then.
I'd play golf way longer than I played Cartoon Network Shop.
All right, we got two games left. We got from 1993, they did Batman Returns on the NES. I know Batman Returns came out on the Super Nintendo.
I want to hear your thoughts on Batman Returns for the NES.
I will say I like the Super Nintendo version because I played that one quite a bit more. I have played this one, but I haven't beat it. It's like maybe I didn't even know it came out back then.
Right.
I mean, certainly cool ambition because it's pretty much following the movie, right?
Yes.
With all that, Batman looks a lot different than he does in the first game, which I kind of like.
The game looks
that blue.
It looks good.
It's basically like a Battletoads, like they use that engine.
Oh, it is very Battletoads-esque. You're not wrong.
Yeah, like how the enemies come over and you're coming over and hitting them. I think my issue was, I don't think you get any continues. I think you just have that life bar, and then when that's done, the game's over.
It's ungodly hard, in my opinion.
Right.
I'm not good at beat 'em ups anyway. But I find this one really challenging. I like the music, I like the character, I like the graphics.
Mm-hmm.
I just think the difficulty for me puts it at a B.
Yeah.
It's almost an A, but just not quite.
I think I could see that there, where I would definitely have more fun playing Monster in My Pocket and Tiny
Toons. I would definitely play Monster in My Pocket before I play Batman Returns.
And then we got our last game, and then we'll get on to what you guys ranked. We got Zen, Intergalactic Ninja. How much time have you put into this game? Have you really played this game?
If I'm being truthfully honest, I think I've just played it long enough to check it out, and I'm not a fan of like Isolated Warrior.
Okay.
Which is like the isometric view. I think Zen has a similar one. I definitely think it's better than a D. Oh, look at this. This is like side scrolling. This looks kind of rad.
You're saving the firemen. Kind of reminds
maybe
me of
maybe I just haven't got to the right spots of the game yet.
Right. This so this is like 20 minutes in.
Oh, that looks cool.
It's got some neat cutscenes here. But the first level they start you out on is that weird isometric view. Like, look at this platforming here. It's like,
luckily they give you a shadow though. That's nice of them.
Right. To kind of plan your jump there. I wish they would have started you out like Ninja Gaiden, like a nice side scrolling game, but why?
Yeah, that would have definitely been way
isometric.
Cooler. This game would have worked so good as a Ninja Gaiden game.
Even
this falls hard.
The second level you're in this minecart. So there's certainly
I hate minecart
starting you off to almost like fail until you
like
get
this right here. It looks way cooler, don't you think?
Right, like that's what I would have liked, you know, from a ninja
like
game.
Looks
the other
sweet
ninja
right
games.
There.
Sprite work looks awesome. That boss, very cool. Great sprite work for sure.
Look at
jumping
him. He's like
the
ninja guy and jumping.
See, like all these levels here. I don't know what levels these are. Like level 4 or 5. Look pretty awesome. Looks like you can
I need to bust out the old NES Classic and give this a go, I think.
I feel like if I put some time into this, I could probably enjoy it. I mean, I got Battletoads vibes from this. Obviously, Ninja Gaiden. Maybe even like Kabuki Quantum Fighter.
Yeah, I get that too. Like that right there, especially that thing in that.
You're fighting a clone
that
of yourself here.
Out of nowhere.
Almost
like
a little,
it's like some Castlevania 3 vibes with the what's the word doppelganger fight?
Doppelganger, yep. So, it's not too bad. I said, me and Jay both haven't put much time into it, so we're just going off of essentially what it looks like there. And again, that isometric view kills
not
me.
Not a fan of that view,
not
a fan
view.
Of that view.
It's not a D.
It's not a D.
I want to say between B and C almost. If we look at the games that are lined up, I don't know.
I feel like B.
I think it's probably better than Goonies 2.
Yeah.
And Track and Field 2 and
it's
Laser
definitely better
Nation.
Than golf. Let's so give it a B.
In the B tier, I feel like it sits fairly good. I bet you if we put more time into it, it may creep up into the A, but I feel like you got to put some time into it for sure.
Yeah.
All right, so this is our list here. We'll break it down for you. Our
list looks kind of like the Shocker Russ.
It does on its side. We got S tier, Castlevania, Contra, Jackal, Castlevania 3, Super C, and Bucky O'Hare. A tier, Castlevania 2, Life Force, Tiny Toons, Monster in My Pocket. B tier, Gradius, Stinger, Russian Attack, Double Dribble, Blades of Steel, Long Ranger, Contra Force, Tiny Toon Adventures 2, Batman, and Zen Intergalactic Ninja. C, Track and Field, Goonies 2, Top Gun, Track and Field 2, Top Gun Second Mission, Jack Nicklaus's Golf, Laser Invasion, and our D tier, Adventures of Bayou Billy, Where in Time is Carmen Sandiego, NASCAR, and the Tiny Toon Workshop.
I'm happy with that list.
I feel like that's pretty good. We wanted to check in on you guys and see what you said on ranking Konami games.
What did you say?
Springfield, let's hear from you.
We got Instagram. Let's see. Did anyone comment on our Instagram? I'll refresh this here. Maybe they didn't because I posted it late today. No comments yet. So
we're just going to assume you all agree with us.
Perfect. We did get some comments on Facebook. Aldo says, Contra all day. It's one of the very rare examples of the home port being superior to the arcade version. While the arcade version may look better, the NES port has better music, has longer levels, and most importantly, plays better. The jumping feels so much better and truly brings it a notch above the arcade.
Aldo is on topic with all that. I even think the NES game looks better. I hate the way they look on the,
right.
The arcade.
Matthew Durkin, man, that's a tough question to answer. I guess I'd have to say Castlevania games are my favorites, but Contra and Super C. He does say, and Turtles 2 and 3 are all S tier, in my opinion, which were Ultra games, technically not Konami games, but yes, they are Konami games.
Ultra, yes.
The Adventures of Bayou Billy and Silent Service are probably my least favorite.
Absolutely.
So, there we go. Made our D tiers for sure. Yeah, Silent Service again came up, and that was a Ultra game. Ultra! And if
Ultra
you head over
failure.
To our weekly Warpipe on YouTube, we have our community page. We got a few of you guys here. We got Mike said, Konami had some great games on the NES. Some of my favorites are Life Force, Blades of Steel, Castlevania 3, Contra, Super C, TMNT 2. Least favorite, even though I played them a ton, was Top Gun, Castlevania 2, and Gradius.
Yeah, we agree on 2 out of 3.
Retroholic 16 coming in. I had no clue how many Konami games there were for the NES till I looked up a list today. Bucky O'Hare, Bonk's Adventure, Felix the Cat are all games I love and didn't remember they were Konami. Jay, don't hate me.
I didn't know Bonk was.
So some of them might have been like developed by, possibly. I think I just went by published by.
There you go.
Jay, don't hate me. My least favorite would be the Castlevania series. It's a series I've never been able to get into.
Well, that's because your face is silly looking. Just kidding. I don't know. I was trying to think of something slightly insulting, but not too mean.
Fair enough. And we got Purge and Splurge Thrifting went ham on his comment here. After much debate and looking at an official Konami published titles, I come up with a tier list from A plus all the way to hot garbage F.
Nice.
I'm only going to be ranking the games I played, to be fair. So no uber privacy games like Zen the Intergalactic Ninja or TMNT Tournament Fighters. And nothing I don't remember playing, just to put the bias grade out because I don't believe that, to be fair.
Well, forgive us for doing that.
I felt like we had to at least answer. We had to put it somewhere on our list. All right, that's so right. He's got F tier is Jack Nicklaus's Golf, Mission Impossible, and Silent Service. all just incredibly bad times with absolutely no replay value today. You tell me a person who actually enjoys sitting down to play some Silent Surface.
Yeah, not me. And maybe I'm wrong on Jack Nicklaus Golf. Maybe it's not. Maybe the control is not good.
Who knows?
I don't know.
D minus, we got The Goonies 2. On D tier, we got Top Gun, the second mission, and Russian Attack.
Oh, come on. Russian Attack needs a little better.
D plus tier, Double Dribble and Adventures of Bayou Billy.
Fair enough.
C minus, Metal Gear, Stinger.
I think Stinger's close to that.
C plus tier, Contra Force, Gyrus, and Original TMNT, which I have to admit was definitely not one of my favorites as a kid.
Not me either, but as an adult, I think it's great.
B minus tier, Gradius, Qbert, Skate or Die, Tiny Toon Adventures, Castlevania, and Castlevania 3 Dracula's Curse.
You just lost all credibility with me.
B plus tier, Blades of Steel, Life Force, Jackal, Batman Returns, Castlevania, Simon's Quest.
Simon's Quest gets better than the first two? Okay.
So, well, I guess he enjoys that adventure.
I respect your opinion. That is all I respect.
Now for the A tier. A minus. A minus Bucky O'Hare, TMNT 3, The Manhattan Project, and Monster in My Pocket. A tier, Contra. A plus would be TMNT 2, the arcade game. I have to be honest and say this is just a notch above Contra for me. It was exactly what I desired TMNT to be on the console and not what the original TMT was. TMNT really worked its magic again with Turtles in Time, another Konami gem for the Super NES. I've also enjoyed a reincarnation of sorts with Shredder's Revenge, which plays and looks similar to that late 80s, early 90s style. Overall, a lot of decent titles from Konami on NES, though. Some really awesome two-player games as well, as which were great to play with friends back in the day. Definitely well said. Appreciate you guys tuning in with that comments for Konami games. Hopefully you enjoyed our tier list and aren't too mad at us at where we ranked them personally. And I feel like I have some games to live stream to maybe see if they would change on the list.
Don't be too mad at us, but we will be too mad at you. Just kidding.
I want to give a quick shout out to our Patreon supporters. We got Dan and Nicole's Treasures Untold, Joe Sheevy, Trace Living Good, Samantha Chang, Rodney Torres, Retroholic 16, and Austin Mills. You could sign up over at patreon.com/RussLyman. You could call into the show as well. 949-682-9277. Leave us a voicemail. We'll play it on air.
You guys have to forgive me. I'm getting so sleepy all of a sudden.
Well, we made it to the end of the episode.
Oh, man.
We appreciate everyone watching, listening, hanging out with us for the weekly Warp Pipe. As always, I'm Russ Lyman. Keep your world fun bit by bit.